This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. For the last 2 days, Wilbert Rideau has been living a life wish at last come true. He's been free. Free from Louisiana's Angola State Prison, where he spent more than 40 years for murder. Over the weekend, a fourth jury in his case decided that his crime that followed a bank robbery in 1961 was actually manslaughter, and that he had already served many more years than that conviction would normally require. So he's out, free. Though his case is so controversial and so well known that his supporters say he's now the subject of death threats. Plus, journalists and news shows, including this one, keep calling him up to ask what now. Wilbert Rideau, welcome to Day to Day.
Hello, Alex.
Well, so what now? What are you going to do?
That's what I'm beginning to try to figure out. Right now, I'm trying to find a little time to decompress, you know, and figure out what I'm going to do, because I didn't have any plans. I'd been disappointed. You know, in all of the attempts in the past, I've been disappointed so many times until you stop preparing for that possibility, making residence and job plans and all that. So I thought that chances were the verdict was going to be a hung jury, because whatever verdict was handed down, it required a unanimous vote. So they freed me, and here I am, and no plan.
What was it like when you actually walked out of that prison after 43 years, almost 44 years?
The only way to tell you, and I've been telling people this because, you know, in the movies that you see and everywhere else, there are always these dramatic reactions to somebody regaining his freedom after a long period of time. But, of course, those are written by scriptwriters. The reality is that it's unreal. It's like you can't quite grasp the reality of it, you know, that it's real. I think it takes some time getting used to. It's like you're an outsider. You're just waiting to see what happens next.
So you're like you're watching these events happen to someone else?
Thank you. That's a very good description of it. There's no real emotional reaction. The emotional reaction came when I heard the verdict. I heard the jury said manslaughter, and I thought that's what I heard. I couldn't quite believe it at first, and then my knees got weak. After that, when I came out of the place and I saw all these throngs of supporters and people cheering and clapping and all the media, then it hit me. And at some point, I guess I'll feel it emotionally, and I realize emotionally that, I'm free. I'm out of it.
You were 19 years old when you committed that crime, were arrested. You've been incarcerated, really supervised throughout your life since then. I'd like to play a clip here from a documentary by independent public radio producer Dave Isay, who used you as a narrator for a radio piece he did about Angola. Here you are.
Most long-termers adapt to prison life by immersing themselves completely in some sort of activity. It's our way of escaping the reality of our situation. Some lose themselves in religion or sports or music. Others in violence and drugs. I lost myself in writing. I educated myself on death row, where I lived from the age of 19 until I was 31. Although religious literature was all we were allowed to read in a death row cell, some guards managed to smuggle books to me. I read everything I could get my hands on and began to write. In 1972, when the Supreme Court overturned the death penalty, I left death row, and 3 years later became editor of the prison magazine, The Angolite.
Wilbert, you actually took that prison magazine to national prominence. You won significant national journalism awards in that role as the editor of that magazine. You won a national reputation for yourself. Are you going to continue in journalism in some way?
I hope to. There's still a lot that I want to do. There's a lot I've got to say. And the thing is, journalism, it gives you the opportunity to make a difference. And that's what I wanted to do. That's what drove me while I was the editor of Yang. Like, it's two things. One, all of the things that I saw in prison, I felt that, you know, the public needs to know about this. They don't know the reality of what's going on. That it wasn't all blood and guts and gangs and violence, and it was a whole lot more, to be sure. They've got all that in prison. I mean, the prison where I was at, it had the reputation of being the bloodiest penitentiary in the United States. But there was a whole lot of other things, too.
Are you still going to be in prison in some way? That is, if you're going to get a job in journalism, if people are going to hire you to write or be an editor, they'll be interested in the expertise you have in that prison life. And I wondered if you might not prefer to completely get away from it, to not think about prison anymore, to not be involved with it anymore at all, to truly be free.
Alex, I can't do that. Prison is part of me. It's where I was born at. It's where I grew up at, in prison. I left a lot of people behind in prison, many who really deserve the same kind of opportunity I'm having today. Somebody has to continue to educate the public. Somebody has to continue to deal with these issues, and I can't think of anybody better equipped to deal with it than me, because that's part of who I am. And while it carries a certain stigma and all, I'm not running away from it. As I've told other people, I walked out of prison with nothing. I'm at an age when most people are retiring, and I don't have Social Security. I don't have retirement pensions. I don't have health insurance. And I understand that's a very important thing. Hell, I don't even qualify for unemployment compensation, because where I've been and what I've been doing for the past 40 years isn't regarded as work, although the court sentenced me to hard labor. Still, in all, you know, I'm living off the good graces of friends, and I've been blessed in that respect. I have good friends. I realize that I've got to start generating some income very soon. I've got to do what you do. I've got to make a life for myself. Rather, I have to do what you've already done. It's just that I'm just starting. But my attitude is, this is going to be a great adventure.
Wilbert Rideau, good luck, and thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.